Monday, February 1st, 2010. News announcements and interviews with Marlenka on microphone in studio, Chloe, Varun, and Nadine. The weather report shows 22 to 28 degrees through Tuesday evening with northeasterly winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour, and the sky shows scattered clouds. Following is a potpourri of sounds, various musical groups performing last Friday night at the Visitor Center in celebration of the day's event, Litter Free Oroville. Pavilions Jill and Astrid in Thailand at the second Pattumthani International Theater Festival midst performing groups from France, Germany, Romania, Estonia, Nepal, Uganda, Russia, Manipur, Kolkata, Indonesia, Slovenia, and of course Thailand. Astrid performs her clown show called The Lost Tree in representation of Oroville. Now, Oroville is meant to be a city of 50,000 inhabitants. Currently, there are 2,000 residents. One of the priorities of the road service is to participate in the implementation of an infrastructure to accommodate some 48,000 additional people who are willing from all around the world to come and join what Mother has envisioned as the cradle of the Superman. And so, the next phase for building the arteries of the city is beginning, as the road service has now completed their surveys and marking. 12 radials and the outer ring road can be implemented in stretches while taking into account the existing ground realities and the long-ago-planned galaxy concept. Now, the markers don't rigidly fix the future locations for roads, cycle paths, and walking pathways, but merely give an indication of a proposed mobility pattern. Large, shaded, and windy motorized and pedestrian avenues have been designed and will hopefully become a reality. Thoughts anchored on peace, well-being, and optimistic attitudes harvest contentment and even happiness. Therefore, consciously choose happiness. It's a habit to be cultivated. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroville radio.org. And thanks for listening.